Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And what I really want to talk about is something I expanded into over the last, it's been a long time, actually, because it's something I've talked about. And how the country has lost our way, and we've lost our founding fathers, the integrity and the morals and ethics of it. And we really look at everybody that thinks outside, that really understands outside of the community and the societal way of thinking is where the world, and you and I and the world and everybody is really thinking about expanding. But how have we lost the moral and integral values of this country, of ourselves? And I've caught this, and I caught myself doing it, and I fell down into the lessened way of society. And it's not society's fault. It's my responsibility. And I've really become engaged in that, and really understand who I am and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And what's really going on in my life. And as I'm looking at this, I'm really starting to grasp that I'm the one that's let myself down. The moral and ethical values are still there. So how has the world actually let ourselves down, instead of embracing stuff and seeing who we are, understanding what life does for us and where we're going and how we're doing it, and really, what is it that we're afraid to do ourselves? And something that I'm really grasping now is we've really let go of who we are. And we become caught up in the computer age, and we live on computers, but it isn't the computers. It's ourselves. And we really have let ourselves down, because I have done this, and I've caught myself, and I've really been, it's been circling in the outside of admittance. That's where all the life-expanding things, is it circles outside, where it's out there, it's speaking to us, but we never listen. But I now understand that everything. It's really outside of the remitting the frames of responsibility. And it's just like dieting and everything else. It's all circulating right there. As I now grasp, there's an energy within us, and there's a moral value, but we listen deeper to the feel-good values rather than the ones that are good for us. And we really do. We listen to the easier values rather than really standing up. And you can really, really start engaging in different things. But we really have to open up to understand. Just because it's easy doesn't mean anything else. But it's really about the grandeur of what's within us is where this is all lived. But I've never, ever, it comes down to being true to who I am. but it's really about honoring our founding father, Forsyth. And how is Thanksgiving actually a founding father Forsyth? Because can you imagine the Wampanoag Indians and the settlers all sitting down? They didn't even speak the same language. And we speak the same language here in this country, and we still can't settle down and watch our politicians. And here's the question I asked myself today. Would we have the leaders, would we have the elected officials today if we had the same moral and ethical standard values of the founding fathers and the beginning of this country? And that is something I'm really starting to investigate and look into myself, because this country was started with a constitutional veracity of good, but we've lost it. And we've let it go, and we've done about everything you can imagine rather than admitting something. And as we go through this, we really begin to look in a different direction, because to do what we have to do, we have to really expand in the inner self. And it really comes down, how are we letting convenience be our inconvenience at the same time? That's something I've really caught in myself. I've really staggered away from being who I am and looking in the mirror and seeing the sagaciousness within myself. I really, really am starting to understand I've got to get, this country has to get back to the roots. When we moved away from farming as one of our major industries, well, it used to be 44% of our economy come from farming. Now it's less, but there is something about being connected to the earth and the skies and the Mother Nature and God and all that. You know, God doesn't have to be anything more than what you choose him to really understand. God is a mystical magic in the world, and it's an ether out there that we don't understand, because the world is more metaphysical than physical. But we've been taught to look at the world in a physical way, and that is something I'm really investigating and expanding into more, because if you look at the world in which you live, you see like a dot but when you look at the sky and knowing everything that's above it, you really become invigorated with a newness within yourself. And how is the getting back to the roots, not so much the roots of anything, but the roots of Mother Nature and Mother Earth and God and, you know, and the spiritual self? How is the spirit experience in life, and the egotistical self is the limiting beliefs and limitations we have, and we have to be right about everything. And as we move forward in this, God becomes a more explicit way of who I am and who I should be. Not what I should be, it's what I choose to be. How is choosing to be something setting me free? And how is something else doing things something else? But as life becomes an engaging situation, we become infatuated with innovation rather than stuck in the muck of the mocking of everything. We really can open ourselves up when we start getting back to the values of ourselves. And the value is a visionary. It's just a verb, aggrandizing, liberating vitality every day. But it's the vitality of our own self. It's really about investing and invigorating and just seeing ourselves move forward in our own way. As life is an invigorating situation, life never has to be the sleaze of it. It can always be the ease of it. But we've been taught, and we look at the world through history and stuff, we've been taught to look at the sleaziness of everything and never as the wheel of wisdom that is always turning within us. You know, we've seen the fountain of youth. Well, the fountain of youth is internal. And it's not the youth. It's the what Yahweh opening utopian tenacity, harmonizing everything in life and all of its fun and endeavors. But as I move forward in this founding father foresight, insight, I really become ingrained or inflamed with how I felt trapped to this. And I still do. But I'm really engaging in it and expanding out of it and really blessing myself. Bliss of me. Just the bliss of me, because I am a bountiful brilliance that the world is asking to experience. And as you are a bountiful brilliance and a rainbow bowl to show your colors even in the darkness of life, how is that an opening? How am I show my colors? How do I show my rainbow colors in the darkness of every situation? And that is something we really do. Because it's a because it is outside of my outside of the lines divine that it really intertwines my spiritual self. And it allows me to distance myself from my egotistical arrogance. I was writing something, and that's the reason for the pause. But the thing I'm really starting to grasp is how are we afraid to color the world with our charismatic, our charisma, to show the world our canonized hegemony, aggrandizing, robust intuition, magnetizing affluence. And an affluence of influence is the integrity that this country was started on when we used to be able to do things with a handshake. And as we shook hands, that was the absolute. Now we've lost our way and really become ingrained and embedded in a dreaded situation, because to look and do what we have to do is an about face from the disgrace of this. And, you know, illegal immigration under the founding fathers in the Constitution would have never happened. But we've become so greedy and needy for the dollar, we forgot that money is the opulence of integrity. As money is the opulence of integrity, life becomes a newborn thing. But integrity, what does that mean? And what does you do with integrity? Well, integrity allows me to do what is right when nobody's looking, but it gives me the fortitude to do it with an honest thing, in an honest way, and be who I am. But the founding father's foresight, how is that an embrace of our racy, robust resolve to evolve into an enterprising, visionary, omni-ific luminary, visualizing everyday life to be a striving success? Because to play in life, live the life you desire. Because as I open my eyes to this, I'm starting to see the hierophant of myself. The Hebrew form of triumph, because I triumphed everything I taught myself that was really negating who I am and really stopped me in my tracks, because I was afraid to admit to me my true talent. So now I live in a standing admittance of my dancing daringness to live my dream. And how does that really engage in different things? In my book, Slow and the Glow, on my Amazon authors page, it's www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. It's really about in the situation, the fame and fortune within my skin. As I now look, life is a boldness that intertwines everything. And, you know, people put on a facade and they really think they have the world by the tail, but yet when you rub off the polish of it, they're scared to death. And, you know, when you have a spiritual essence that's dancing into people's lives and the energy of enterprising epiphanies walking into people's awareness, and they're frustrated before they know you and even get to see you, you start to understand that people, that you are different. And people really want to be like you, but they don't want to say it. And that is something you can really embellish into the world today, because that is what I'm witnessing in my own life. But it's having the guts to be defiantly different and don't play in the self-taught knot within ourselves. And the self-taught knot is when your guts are just in a knot. But when you unknot the knot, you get it. When you unget it, that is a genuine, eternal, trend-setting, innovative triumph that really opens your eyes to many things. And as I'm here talking tonight, I'm expanding in the moment and really grasping my roots, my revolutionary roots of robust honesty. And that is what the world is really seeking right now, is honesty. But it isn't honesty like we see it, but it's honesty with ourselves. So you can't be dishonest with yourself and think you're honest in the world. When you're totally honest with yourself, you're being honest with the world. And as life is an entertaining game, we become shameful because we're not playing in the Bill Gates and everybody. But it's just like the winning team. I can remember when the Chicago Bulls was playing and everybody was guarding Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And it was another guy. He made the three. Bucky Dent hitting a home run. People climbing in rodeos with broken bones and tore up. You know, when you ride 10 bulls in 10 days, like the national finals getting ready to start in Las Vegas, when you do something 10 days in a row that just is tearing up your body, you become really, really sore, but you have to get on. And it's when Lane Frost died and Tuff Hedeman rode the bull. You know, there are just symbolizations like that that are within all of us. Or the common everyday people that do many tremendous things, but it isn't high class and it doesn't sell books and magazines. How is everybody trying to make a magazine rather than just live their life and enjoy who they are? You know, and we look for the glory because we like the glory, but here's the thing. When you have the guts to strut your special talent, releasing unorthodox triumph, how does that really open you up to another thing and another way to experience life? Because life is fun. But when life becomes unfun, that's when the pessimism signs up. See, the world right now is living in a world of they don't know. Nobody in the world right now has a clue on which way to go. But we're playing in a game, and we're hoping it works, but we never know if it will work. So what is it that you want to work that isn't working? So as I move forward in this day, move forward in this life, I strive in a specialness that's within me. Every hero comes face to face with their fears. And that's what happens in this world today. We're coming face to face with all of our fears. You can't be fearful if you're nearful. But as you're nearing, you got to undo the fear to live the game of life and understand the success. But who's success? Are we working on mine, yours, or somebody else? And when I'm watching something at work right now, and I'm watching a guy thinking he's getting in with a company, but he's really losing the respect of all the people that are his peers. When you lose the peers, you become near, and when you become nearsighted, you get hit with an unscheduled insight that you have to look in the mirror. And everybody you screw over on the way up, you're going to shake their hands and look them in the eye for help on the way when you're down and out. Because it only takes certain things and so long for something to happen. And that is where I'm at today, is I'm really seeing life and seeing something else. But life is never, ever, life is always a cleverness to seeing if we have the shrewdness to see the cleverness in the situation. Sometimes life is crude, cold, but it's a time when it's cold and shrewd and cold is when we have to unhook who we are and be bold in every way. As I now understand, I can never be, because in the brightness within myself, I really unleash who I am and see, who am I? That is a question. I'm a man with superstar talent just like you. We all have the superstar talent within us. But how are we afraid to unleash that talent and be the megastar of our own life? Because the mega million is within us. If we can have it in the physical world, it's internally and eternally within us. And that is something I'm really starting to grasp and really play in a due way. And I want to talk about my CDs and my books here in a minute. But we really have to, the country is open to getting back to the honor and integrity of who we are. The people used to, the governments have to get back to being for the people rather than the corporation. But as long as we have people that think money and corporations and business is the only way to go, business is just a byproduct of people buying something. And here's the thing. If we weren't a consumer society, how well would they all do? That is something that I really have to expand into. And see, spending money just to buy things is really an unhooking, an unsavory situation that I never should be in. But I've done some, you know, I lost my integrity to my money. See, money is the same way It has the same integrity to us as we put towards money. Money has an opportunity to do the right thing all the time and be a very smart and a very easy way to live. But what happens when people disengage from their own inner state? That's because we've lost connection to our eternal. It's when I get in touch with the eternal essence, I dance in a boldness. So as I move forward in this, and I want to talk about Flow in the Glow, it's a book that I wrote. My books are wrote in poems and poetry to open the channel between the subconscious and the conscious, because the subconscious is sleeping and already knows how to respond to the images that's in front of us. And that is where we're really beginning to see the new way we choose to invent. But it's already the images and the words that are spoken that we have to really, really energize and really become a boldness of who we are. But here's the thing. What are we afraid of in our own self? That's what we're talking about here, because it's all about the integrity we have. And it's the integrity we talk about towards money is where we're at. Now I want to introduce my books, and I will be here next week. My books are Fear is My Friend, Money is My Friend CD, Letting Go, Life is Love, Innovation, Freedom, Epiphany. Holiday Wisdom is a book written on all the holidays throughout the year. My Visionary I Am. I Forgive Me, I'm Free, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free. And how is that that when you forgive somebody, the only one you really have to forgive is me, to realize it's my own thought and everything I taught myself is where I live. My website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. Email cwbywsdm@gmail.com. Phone number 702-755-9410. And I am a hypnotherapist, dream sculptor, have walk-in wisdom seminars. And when we learn to walk in wisdom, we open up a curiosity and see where life can adventure us to. And that is what life is about, is the adventure of us. And anyway, I'm going to say good night and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And I will be here on Thanksgiving, and we're going to talk about receiving. And anyway, and good night, and happy Thanksgiving to all the world.